brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
You're going to be glad if you wish to be informed that you tuned in today, because I'm going to run the gamut on a host of vitally central issues. More is happening in a week these days that would happen previously in several years. So much is happening right now that is centrally, vitally important to the future of this planet. We are all blessed and frankly honored to be alive during this time of tumultuous tribulation. I did have a guest come. We're pulling that down off Infowars.com because I decided, as I do more and more often, not to have guests today. So we can take your calls and get your response to the news I cover, and so you can bring up other pieces of news and information that wouldn't be brought up if it wasn't for your calls. I love dipping into that well of wild cards and all the directions that you take us in each and every day. The toll-free number to join us is 1-800-259-9231. Big new developments with the dollar, and I want to go over exactly why they're tanking the dollar. We'll also then put out the question to you, the listeners, and we'll debate and discuss this, and then your input will be added into the equation with an article that we're going to be putting up on PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com in the next day or two, and it'll be titled, The Top 10 Reasons George Bush Must Be Impeached. What do you think those top 10 reasons are? You can give us one reason, three or four reasons. If you can squeeze it into just a few minutes, you can give us your 10 reasons. And I'm going to seriously listen to what you have to say. And I know that you'll remind me of crimes that I'd forgotten about, because there's so many. How can one mind capture it and hold it all? So we'll cover the dollar. We'll get into the top 10 reasons to impeach Bush. Also, I wrote some notes late last night, just thinking. One of them is, it's all lies. We live in a false reality, and I'll give you a few examples of the propaganda that when I watch a few minutes of TV or listen to talk radio or read the newspaper that fly out from the television, the radio, or the pages in front of my eyes, and just how ridiculous the propaganda is. I also want to briefly comment on Apocalypto that will be coming out nationwide on Friday. Mel Gibson's new, what is probably going to be another mega hit. And I've got several other pages of notes I've written here of topics and issues I wish to discuss. And we will plunge into all of it on the other side of this quick break. There's also an article going up on PrisonPlanet.com as we speak by Paul Watson and myself concerning Mr. Richards and his staged inward extravaganza meant to create hype at any cost to boost the newly released DVD. And we show some of the evidences of this. And now he has decided to go into some type of civil thing himself, so everyone can hear that he has been convicted when there is no law and of hate speech, and he wants to pay hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars, to the people he offended. Again, that was the final sign, the final seal that sealed it for me, that this was completely and totally staged. Because for the dumbed-down public, they'll just hear he went to court and now think that free speech is illegal. Though that term is distasteful, why should we give words so much power? Why should we restrict free speech? We already have our protest and free speech zones. They're already talking about, Newt Gingrich arresting people for criticizing the president, banning websites. This is exactly what they need, and they're moving forward to do it. It's all coming up on the other side. We intend to keep this country land of the free, home of the brave, but more and more it's becoming land of the cowards, home of the slaves.
It's here.
year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network. Let's ask the question that the Bush regime hopes you will never ask. That is the USA already bankrupt? As the world's biggest debtor nation, we are borrowing in excess of 80% of the world's net savings. That's $2 billion per day to finance the biggest deficit in history. Our creditors are becoming increasingly concerned that the debt can never be repaid. Japan and China, two of the largest holders of U.S. debt, are looking to greatly reduce their exposure to dollars. In fact, China has privately hinted that a U.S. attack on Iran could result in China's dumping massive amounts of U.S. Treasury bonds. To find out more about this, call for a free report on the coming dollar collapse. Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-8-XANADU or 1-888-8-XANADU and ask for George.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
I trust you all had a wonderful weekend in parts of the country. There's snowed under. Quite a few deaths caused by it. We should pray for everybody. Basically now in the Arctic Circle in the north of this country. I had a fabulous time Friday night. Went out to the Austin Music Hall and saw Jimmy Vaughn play the guitar and sing. It was great. I'd seen him a few other times, but this was just fantastic. So I hope you all had a good weekend. That was certainly great to blow off some steam. I have no idea why I'm telling that story, but c'est la vie. It was certainly a lot of fun. But now we are back here into the battle. Had another great broadcast yesterday with my new Sunday show that I do from 4 to 6 p.m., and I was chomping at the bit last night to get back on the air and to continue talking about the things that are happening in our world. Lewis, Will, Patrick, Tony, Karen, and others, your calls are coming up. We'll take a lot of your calls today, but I'm going to move quickly. Once we start going to your calls, through your calls, we give a chance for everybody to get involved on air. The Litvinenko, former KGB spy, who got poisoned. There's a new twist, just completely out of the blue. WorldNet Daily is reporting that he had may have converted to Islam and that Islamists poisoned him, or maybe he was planning something. I mean, this is literally, if you slip on a banana peel or lightning strikes your house, it must be the Islamo-fascist. When there's zero connections to Muslims or Islamists in any way to this, it's all over talk radio this morning. I saw it this morning and thought, oh, I'm not going to talk about that. That's ridiculous. But I've got to address it because Now, you know, they put out the rumor, and now it's being parroted as, you know, the God's honest truth, and this is sure sign they're going to hit us with nukes any minute. Neil Bortz had twisted into that. When this particular type of radioactive material has nothing to do with nuclear weapons, it doesn't matter. I mean, this is the type of psychological, semantical alchemy that we see. I mean, Iran's developing a peaceful atomic reactor program, and the media keeps saying their nuclear program, they're going nuclear, they're turning on the nuke. The average American just hears turning on the nuke and literally are running through the streets in fear, while the global crime syndicate, the private central banks, are ending the sovereignty, ending the borders, ending the country right now. The borders are totally wide open. Illegal aliens are allowed to get housing loans, car loans, bank accounts with no ID. New rules are going in where you can't leave the country without a passport, and if you're not in good standing with the feds, they won't let you leave internal passports. I mean, it's a joke. And let's say the Islamists are going to cut our heads off and drink our blood, and they're just out to kill us, and they're everywhere. And this Muslim congressman is just, you know, he's going to get us. Okay, let's say that's true for the sake of argument. Then stop bringing in foreigners at record levels. Stop it. Have a moratorium. Oh, no, 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 no. I mean, it's just, oh. I literally have, in the past, every time I get tired and want to take off or don't want to fight as hard or do as much research, I just got to tune into TV or talk radio and listen to these liars posing as conservatives. It makes me so sick. And then I am just buoyed with fresh energy to expose these people. So I've written a bunch of notes here. Number one, the dollar. Number two, the top 10 reasons to impeach Bush. I've got my top 10. I want to hear your top 10. It's all lies, false reality, examples of that, a few of them last night I was thinking about, examples of propaganda and lies. I want to talk about Apocalypto. I want to get into several other issues. And we're going to do that. But let me just mention some of the top things with the dollar right now. And these are notes I wrote last night, and then I just typed dollar every morning into Google and hit news, and everything I was projecting is exactly what was there in the news. But again, it's not hard. The Trilateral Commission told us in the 70s they would build up the European Union, launch its currency in 2000. That would then drive down the dollar, which had already been inflated, and would be even more inflated by 2000, and devalued. People would rush to the euro and a basket of other currencies. When the dollar dropped, we would then accept a Pan-American Union, as they called it then. They're now doing a piecemeal, North American Union, then American Union, then this whole Pacific Rim merging with the American Union, and that they would then launch that in the name of countering the European Union. They would then have rapid currency wars, which the globalists own both sides of, and would know which move that their central banks were about to make so that they can currency speculate and make unbelievable profits while they fleece the public in this grand game. Again, massive insider currency speculation and trading. The reason Soros can't go to many countries is they want to arrest him. But he's a minor player for the Rothschilds. He's just a manager. Kind of a fund manager of currency speculation with insider knowledge. And so then they'll have this market volatility and say, oh my gosh, we've got to have a North American Union merge with the European Union and the Asian Union, which they announced a month ago, Times of Korea and other big publications. They announced, oh, we've really been operating for 10 years, but now we're not going to call it, you know, the Asian Economic Partnership. We're not going to call it the Asian Union, which it's really always been, but now it's official. And so by playing those three blocks off against each other and having spikes and drops, the very people that own all three of the units will then say the answer is merging it all to a global number that we set on a daily basis, and then you'll have a global fiat system that is completely unified. That's how the globalists did it back in the turn of the century, last century, well, now two centuries ago, you know, in 1890 through 1913. And there's memos on this sent out by the Banking Association. They manipulated, caused runs on banks, caused silver stampedes, gold riots, blew out all sorts of different farm banks to consolidate, and then during that volatility, then told the people, we need a great management system to centralize all this, to end all these booms and busts and all these different recessions. And then a few years after they put in their Federal Reserve, we had the 1929 Depression, the biggest and most sustained ever. And, of course, the bankers were doing the exact same thing globally at the time. And so, again, they create new crises, and then they come to you with a solution to each new crisis, and then their new solution makes it worse. And then 5-10 years later, you forget that it was their last solution that caused the entire financial system to become even harder for the average person and more destructive and more debt-ridden. And then they have a new solution, and it gets even worse, and it's always deeper and deeper down this black tidal pool, this whirlpool, this black hole. And what does it do for the central banks, the private families that own the private central banks of Europe, the U.S., and now the entire world, other than a handful of, quote, rogue nations? Anytime you hear rogue nation, it means they don't have the private central banking families of Europe running their countries. What does it do? Well, it now it allows foreigners and foreign investors, that i.e. central bank owners, central bank stockholders, to buy up real estate companies, ports, infrastructure with their more valuable, now 2-to-1 pound, trading at 133 plus euro against the dollar, all of the first world nations' currencies, including the Japanese yen, the Chinese denomination as well, they're all now blasting upwards, and so they now can come in and buy everything up at greatly reduced prices. And this isn't just the big rich bankers. Why? There's flocks of people from Europe now, England especially, flocking here. I have a Times of London article to do their Christmas shopping. Why? It's so cheap. Pathetically, it's kind of like Americans used to go to Mexico. Ha-ha, let's go over to America. So it allows them to buy us up cheap. And also makes us extremely dependent. 52%+ of our debt is now foreign held, and it's actually over 70% because a lot of the, quote, U.S. companies, corporations that also hold debt are really multinational, transnational, are foreign. So about 52%+ publicly, that's USA Today, now own U.S. debt. And by debt, just to create a dollar of debt's created and then given to the foreigners who own the private stock in the Federal Reserve. So literally they own the money machines to buy us up with. I mean, if you owned a money machine, everybody accepted it as the only money, they'd have to come to you and give you houses, assets, stocks in real companies just to get currency that you make for nothing. Literally, they even charge us tax money to print it. Boy, that's quite a system, isn't it? You don't even have to pay to print the stuff or create the zeros and ones in the computer balance sheets. So buy up the U.S., make us dependent on foreign nations as part of the mercantile global system. Destroy middle-class savings and debase those savings and create more bankruptcies and make it impossible once the whirlpool is turned on high, which is now happening, so that almost no one can escape total bankruptcy. Because the elite is always waging war on what they call the new merchant class that arose in Italy and England and, of course, in Holland, around 1600 to 1700, you know, the real overdrive of the Renaissance that supposedly kicked off in the 1500s. But by the 1800s and 1900s, they had already, robber barons had already cornered that, set up oligopolies and concerted efforts, teaming their resources together through government controls, and now they have total hegemonic global domination, except for a handful of, quote, rogue states, and most evidence shows that those rogue states, many of them are actually covert clients there to create the artificial bipolar global view to continue the buildup of a militarized Anglo-American force that's actually going to be used to oppress the domestic populations. I think I've covered most of the dollar. We'll get into more detail later. We'll come back in a minute, go to your calls, then top 10 reasons to impeach Bush. I want to hear your reasons. I'll give you mine. Examples of propaganda coming up. I'll also talk about a film that looks like it's going to be pretty informative. That's Apocalypto. Stay with us. PrisonPlanet.com, Infowars.net, JonesReport.com.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that the Bible forecasts signs to let us know that we're in the last days? The book of Revelation says that world travel quickly and efficiently would be one sign, and also knowledge would increase. Knowledge is doubling every 2.5 years in the electronic industry. We'd like to help you understand more about Bible prophecy by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736 for an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Call now while operators are standing by to take your call.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the world today is that now it's possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star War technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Now, in the last segment, I got into how the globalists want a weakening dollar so they can buy up real U.S. assets with their increased valued currencies. It's also about making us dependent on the foreign countries and companies that hold the lion's share, 50-plus percent of dollars. It's about destroying the average American's savings. It's about more bankruptcies. But the key is destroying independence. And I want to break down how it's centrifugal, how they're going to have a currency wars in the next decade, finally, until all independence, all private wealth has been basically decimated, totally liquidated, and then once they have total central control and have assinguated the wealth out of the body politic, they will then bring forward their actual worldwide police state. If you think this is a police state you're witnessing today, it is only the vanguard, it is only the cutting edge, it is only the forerunners of what is coming. Let's go to Lewis in California, who I'm told disagrees. Welcome.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for taking my call. Well, there's a lot. First of all, I want to thank you for what you do. You turn me on to, you really increased my 9/11 awareness, and that's where I first heard about you.
Well, thank you, but you don't have to preface disagreeing. Go ahead.
Okay. Oh, no. Well, that's not what I'm disagreeing about. Now, I don't know if you want to talk about what I disagree about, or the dollar is it's really interesting to me with what you're saying about the Amero and all this.
Yes.
This is different than the rainbow currency, right?
Okay. Making the currency be different colors and then changing the face of it and the look of it every few years, the Mint admitted, the Treasury Department under orders of the private Federal Reserve admitted a decade ago was a preparatory phase to prepare you with change. They took a note put out by Lincoln that hadn't been changed in over 100 years plus and began changing the look of it. And that's what they have done so that you'll be ready for even greater changes to come.
You know, but the notes that are actually U.S. Treasury, I know there's a gag order on the Senate and Congress by a new law that was passed. And this is blowing my mind because I checked out, you know, you kind of turned me on to this with Aaron Russo, Federal Reserve. And, you know, the more I look into it, I think we are on the brink of a serious change, and I see a battle now, like they want to trump us with this Amero, because there's a lot of people in this country, you know, that want to get back to the Constitution. And
well, here's the deal.
Okay.
And go ahead and say what you disagreed about, sir.
Oh, well, I disagree. I disagree about global warming. You say they just want to institute a global tax.
Well, I don't say that's what their answer is to it. So let's say it's real, which it isn't. But let's just, for the sake of argument, say it's real.
Okay.
What does a global tax, which is first implemented against less than 15 industrialized nations, do? What does that do?
What does the global tax do?
Yes, well, I mean, how does that, a global tax into these big private banks, that's where it's going to go, into the IMF and World Bank coffers, how does that save us?
I'm not saying the tax is going to save us. I'm saying, you know...
See the big corporations, sir.
The globalists are going to jump in on anything they can, right? They're jumping in on global warming. They can get their tax through. That doesn't mean global warming doesn't exist. Just like... peak oil. They want to manipulate the prices.
You believe peak oil is real too?
Well, you know, like you quoted Greg Palast. You said, even Greg Palast said it. But if you read his appendix, it says where Greg Palast is. Why I am wrong is what it says. And you know, he says, well, sure, you know, it's oil. You know, sure, we're going to run into trouble with it. But he's saying that it was founded on a fraud. Just because, you know, a clock that's broken
okay.
is right twice a day, right?
Yeah, listen, I appreciate your call, sir. My knowledge is not founded in belief. My knowledge is founded in facts, and it stands incontrovertible on that. There is more discovered and untapped oil that has been found in the last 20 years than we have used in the previous 100 since it was discovered in Pennsylvania. Okay? They're finding more oil all the time. There's a 600-square-mile patch off the coast of Louisiana, which they're talking about opening up, that has more oil than what's at Prudhoe Bay in Alaska. Oh, there's too much oil. They want a false scarcity. Oh, will you never learn?
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Send your loved one a timeless treasure this Christmas. Get the book, The Magic Christmas Reindeer Bell. Set in a simpler time in rural America, when a father and son could harvest their Christmas tree without the fear of being accosted by a UN Eco-Goon squad, when a mother could prepare her family's holiday meal without worries of chemical-laden, genetically modified foods, a time when a man could travel the roads freely without paying tolls to foreign monarchies. The Magic Christmas Reindeer Bell, a holiday adventure, is a wonderful tale in which the adventure and the danger are real. And the joy of Christmas comes from the hearts of a small, humble family, rather than a big box department store. Written by Steve Culver, fellow patriot and GCN listener. Get your copy, The Magic Christmas Reindeer Bell, a holiday adventure. Available at Amazon.com or AuthorHouse.com, or by calling 1-888-280-7715. That's 1-888-280-7715. Peace on earth, goodwill towards men.
Now you can bring Berkey Purification Power anywhere with the Sport Berkey Filtration Bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Hey, Emily. Wow, you look great.
I feel great. I've been using MetaCleanse Colon Cleanse.
Really? What is it? How does it work?
Well, MetaCleanse is a natural fiber therapy with ground flaxseed, psyllium, and bentonite clay that eliminates toxins from the body. MetaCleanse is easy to use without being intrusive. You take 2 tablespoons of MetaCleanse powder, mix with water or juice, drink, and it does all the work for you.
That's it? Well, it sounds so easy and convenient.
It is easy. Plus, the FDA says flaxseed works to prevent cancer and helps with menopause, weight loss, irritable bowel syndrome, and constipation.
It helps with all of those ailments? That's amazing.
And the bentonite clay and MetaCleanse eliminates viruses and pesticides in the intestinal tract.
Wow. Where can I buy MetaCleanse?
A 1-month supply is available online at MetaCleanse.com. That's MetaCleanse.com. For only $26.90, MetaCleanse is shipped directly to you. Or call 1-800-317-9547. That's 800-317-9547.
Lewis brought it up. Let me back up what I'm claiming. The European Space Agency, the Chinese Space Agency, the telescopes in Japan, universities, the University of Texas, they've all put out reports in the last year showing that every planet in the solar system is heating up. The gases show that they're heating up. The every indicator, their atmospheres are heating up. They have telescopes that are able to, by long observation, give a temperature on those planets. And why is that happening? Well, you can also find the accompanying data that is Legion. The sun is studied more than any other celestial body, not just in our solar system, but in our total view with the Hubble telescope and then radio telescopes and infrared telescopes. The sun, they thought, in the last 11.5-year cycle was the hottest, that is the most heat radiation and all types of radiation it emits, was the hottest it had ever been in the 100-plus years they've been registering that. That is the rays from the sun. Well, guess what? It didn't stop at the end of its normal cycle. It's now continuing to heat, continuing increased solar flares and overall ejections. And now NASA is projecting that in the next 11 years, the sun could, quote, brighten by 50% and the government is panicking and freaking out. Now, I assure you, we ought to write an article about this, that your SUVs have absolutely nothing to do with the sun heating up and acting very strangely. Oh, it's happening in our time, my friends. The sun is heating up. Now, there's only really been observations that can be in any way called scientific by the Western world in the last 250 years or so. Why, what, 3,000-something years ago, the Chinese recorded, and they had pretty good science then, you know, a supernova that lit up the sky for a few months, day and night, you could see it, from some distant star that exploded. There hasn't been any real data that you could call super scientific, but in the last 100. And so this is probably part of some other normal cycle. We better hope it is. And boy, there's no telling what Revelation says about how your skin will be burned and the sun will be hotter than ever. It's kind of scary how much of that stuff in the Bible is starting to happen. I sure hope it isn't time for that, but it might be. But just looking at science, I'm a news guy. And I just look at the science. And NASA isn't getting their information out of Revelation. And they calmly report it, but I talk to people. I mean, you know, we've had Shoemaker Levy on the show. The Shoemaker's Ann Levy on the broadcast. We've interviewed the scientists. I talk to them. I read their journalistic reports. I mean, this is what I spend my time looking at. That's my great frustration on air. It's why I spin out a lot, because there's just no way to go over all of it. Now, when I say there's no global warming, the term you're hearing, what they claim is happening, is a fraud. Now, the Earth is warming, but it isn't warming because of fossil fuel burning. If you actually look at real numbers, and I've seen them broken down by major universities, humans are contributing to the heat up of the planet. It's very small compared to the sun and volcanoes, but it is big, and it's concrete. It's impervious cover. It's black-topped tar roofs. They are huge, huge heat sinks that are keeping the light from reflecting as it would off water or being absorbed by trees, but then being used in a process. The bottom line is humans are heating the Earth. And last time I saw the numbers, it was, you know, one small percentage of a percentage point. The sun is, though, the main generator of that, and then interactions with our atmosphere. And it isn't my opinion. Volcanoes, you can go pull up the ratio numbers, put out many, many, many times what all combustion engines generate in a single eruption. Now let me be clear, because those who try to debunk this will look at, say, a lava flow type volcano that doesn't have a lot of gas being ejected, or ash, particula. I'm not talking about that, particulas. I'm talking about the big explosive volcano types when, you know, half a side of a mountain blows off, you know, a whole mountain range gets changed, and it ejects that dust into the atmosphere, and we have beautiful sunsets for a year because of all the dust causing it to, you know, the sun to have the lens effect and look much larger and to peer through all of that dust. It's quite beautiful. But it affects crops, it affects global weather. These are real numbers that climatologists for 100 years have been gathering. But you don't get the big Dutch Royal Shell and ExxonMobil grants, and you don't get on the cover of Newsweek or National Geographic when you have scientific views. They've polled scientists globally. Over 70% say global warming is a complete fraud. It is a religion. Climate change is real. And we're experiencing it. We're always experiencing climatological changes. So, when you hear the term global warming, by that being a fraud, the Earth is warming. So it's real at one level. But it's not real in that what's causing it or what their solutions are. Okay? That's all I'm saying here. And every time I mention this to somebody, well, you know, the sun's heating up. Well, you know, the whole solar system's heating up. Well, you know, here's this university data on volcanoes and, you know, the measurements of greenhouse-causing gases in particular. Oh, no, 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 it's the cars, it's the cars. Well, just please, I'm not debating the Earth's heating up. Can we have a discussion? Well, the carbon monoxide, it's going to kill us all, and the carbon dioxide. Well, actually, carbon dioxide, you know, plants will just grow faster and will actually absorb that and then oxygenate the planet at a higher level. Ice core samples show that previously we had a higher oxygen level, and this would actually be good for human health and the health of the oceans from these core samples from the coral of the Red Sea. I don't want to discuss it. I don't want to discuss it. I just went and saw a movie and with Al Gore, and now I'm an expert, and I'm going to tell you that you're wrong, Alex. Peak oil's real. It's all real. Yeah, and diamonds are really precious when they're not. You know, every Christmas, every New Year's, get a diamond for your woman. Oh, you don't love her if you don't. Mortgage your house. You know, don't put that money in the bank for your children's education. Don't pay down your mortgage. Don't get a safer car. No, get her a ring that costs $8,000, $10,000, $12,000. She's got to have it. Well, diamonds weren't even popular until about 100 years ago. But just like Santa Claus didn't wear a red outfit until about 70 years ago when Coca-Cola told us what Christmas was, totally changed it overnight with a PR campaign. Well, they've totally convinced you that diamonds are precious. They're not on even the precious scale. They're semi-precious stones. But people will argue with you. It's an absolute admitted fact for anyone in the diamond business. It's controlled by the Oppenheimer family. And De Beer is the name of their world diamond house after a De Beer mine. And Cecil Rhodes went for the crown and set it up, and then that family was licensed through the crown to operate that monopoly. And they brag in major publications how they send in helicopter gunships and huge Merc armies, sometimes numbering as many as 5,000 troops, to wipe out entire villages all over the African Gold Coast. And they even have PR propaganda movies with Leonardo DiCaprio coming out about the evil blood diamonds and plague diamonds and war diamonds and conflict diamonds. And, oh, you're a terrorist because Africans, God bless their souls, started digging and mining these things for themselves and building up their villages and getting running water. And the De Beers will actually, this has been in the news. BBC, it was a big article back in 2000, in the April issue, I believe. I read it on air, the whole thing, where they bragged. Oh, they were telling the world, yeah, we got a monopoly, how they went into Sierra Leone with the gunships, and then you hear, oh, there's some problems in a war going on. Oh, French and British troops just went in. I mean, imagine these countries go, we're going to mine our own diamonds, and actual invasion forces, stormtroopers hit with Mercs and British and French troops, with Dutch Mercs as well, and just blow up capitals, machine gun people in the streets, gunships just fly over attacking. That's why your diamond costs so much. The things lay around on the ground. PBS documentary, Diamond Empire. We had what do you call it when a woman's married to a lord? The lady, the lord, I forget what the proper term. We had her on, and they went out on her yacht in London. She was parked there right before it was going to come out, and they said, we told you not to make it, and they broke her nose, and what was it, broke her shoulder, and told her she made another film, they'd kill her. But Diamond Empire, for some reason, still aired. Remember my dad with his mouth hanging open. We still lived in Dallas, so that had to be in the late 80s, and we're sitting there at home watching it, and his mouth was hanging open because he said, because in college, the diamond business is all trust, so he worked for these brothers, just doing little side jobs. That's one of the ways he helped put himself in medical school. The DeBoole brothers. You know about the DeBooles. They went and bought that land, those diamond mines in Arkansas, and then the government wouldn't let them mine them because of the monopoly, and they sold out for $3 billion to the Oppenheimers. Remember that? You can go look it up if you want, but, you know, growing up, I guess my dad was friends with them. Met him at, what was it, UT or after? I forget. My dad's probably tuned in going, no, you're getting the story wrong. I forget all the details. I mean, I've met him. I've been over to the house years ago, back before they got smart and went and, because they were South African French who moved to Texas, they went and bought land knowing, quote, for environmental reasons they'd never be able to dig. It's not the environment, folks. They cannot have diamond mining outside. And then they did do international lawsuits and all that, and the bankers had to buy them off. But side issue, remember my dad with his mouth hanging open, that they were admitting the big trade secret on national television. So now you know how it works with diamonds. And what, when Prince Charles married Camilla a few years ago, remember he gave her a big... What was it, a ruby ring? Because rubies are precious. But you notice that they're less than diamonds because they've jacked up those worthless stones so high. Emeralds are precious. Now the wealthy, the nouveau riche, the new wealth, the Euro and Ameritrash have learned of this, but they still want diamonds, so they're buying colored diamonds, yellow, orange, blue, black. Because those are precious. And see, women don't want the pure, unobstructed, without the impurities. Back it was, you know, the white diamond, the clarion diamonds. Oh, you've got to have them. You've got to have them. But see, now the nouveau riche figured out, oh, this is scummy. I'm a fool if I buy these. And so they want the colored diamonds, which are still controlled by the globalist. So, yes, you can get a precious diamond. Of course, I recommend if you're going to have stones, wear another stone because they don't have a monopoly over the other precious gemstones. And you couldn't be giving your money to more evil people. That said, I bought my wife a diamond ring when we got married. And it got to be traditional, so I'm a hypocrite. You know, we're all hypocrites, aren't we? I mean, I use a cell phone still. I just cannot. Somebody even sent me another earpiece, and I've been trying to use it, and I forget and radiate my head. You know, it's just hard to get out of what they've made comfortable for us. Kind of like they announced years after they've been doing it that Google is using the audio and video sensors built into all the new computers and on most of the old ones to track you. To listen to every word you say. Now, I'm telling you about it before it's big news. In a few years, they'll be announcing it more publicly to you, just like I've been telling you for 10 years about this. And now here it is in the Associated Press. It was also in CNET News. FBI taps cell phone mic as eavesdropping tool. The FBI appears to have begun. The ocean appears to have just now become wet. The FBI appears to have begun using a novel form of electronic surveillance in criminal investigations. Remotely activating a mobile phone's microphone and using it to eavesdrop on nearby conversations. The technique is called a roving bug and was approved by top U.S. Department of Justice officials for use against members of a New York organized crime family who were wary of conventional surveillance techniques such as tailing a suspect or wiretapping him. Nextel cell phones owned by two alleged mobsters, John Ardito and his attorney, Peter Peluso, were used by the FBI to listen on a nearby conversation. The FBI views Ardito as one of the most powerful men in the Genovese family, and it goes on a major part of the national mafia. The surveillance technique came to light in an opinion published this week by the U.S. District Judge Lewis Kaplan. He ruled the roving bug was illegal because the FBI wiretapping law was broad enough to permit eavesdropping. Folks, the NSA and private corporations as well randomly are sampling your conversations. All the cell phones under the 96 Telecommunications Act have the software already on them when you buy them, and it just routinely, of course, if you're myself, it's live operatives listening 24 hours a day. So, and you can't just turn it off. You can't even take the battery off now. Under that law, they have built-in sub-batteries. But they only run for certain times, so that can be discharged. But as soon as you recharge it, they can listen. And so you pay for your own. You see, what do you have to hide? Yeah, that's freedom, having bugs in your house. But, of course, they use regular phone receivers to do that, too. Again, they don't tap the phone itself when you're on it. They dial into the phone. And normally the NSA is listening to you. When you pick it up, there won't be a dial tone. You'll have to hang it up again. Now, they've gotten more sophisticated because people have gotten mad about this. So a lot of times you'll pick it up and you'll hear like a shh, and then the dial tone comes. And then you can know most of the time that it's an NSA roving system tap. And according to NSA folks I've talked to, most Americans, because the storage space is getting better and it's getting bigger. In the past, they just did it with select people, you know, a few million at a time. But now most Americans daily, it's tuning in for room conversation, TV, whatever you're watching, what you're doing. And then most of it's given to select allied corporations in spreadsheets, though, just for statistical analysis and population development trends. Now, Google, of course, has again announced they're going to use the audio and video sensors to do that. And they just say it's no big deal. Because they say it's a computer listening, so don't worry. It'll just put it into an algorithm on your purchasing habits and what you're saying to then target you for advertisements. But, of course, there's many other dual uses in that system. I said I'd take a lot of calls, but I got off into a rant there. Will, Patrick, Troy, Karen, Jeff, we'll get to you when we get back, and I'll get into more on the dollar news, more on the 10 reasons to impeach Bush. A lot more. It's a big broadcast. You'll want to stay with us.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in the U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit HerbalHealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Day after day, alone on a hill, the man with the foolish grin is keeping perfectly still. But nobody wants to know him, they can see that he's just a fool. And he never gives an answer, but the fool on the hill sees the sun going down. And the eyes in his head see the world spinning round.
Welcome back. All right, we're going to go to your calls here in a moment. These are just some of the 20 specials. It's more than 20. It's like 21 that we have up on the online video and bookstore at InfoWars.com. We have Terror Storm plus the new 9/11 Inside Job black T-shirt for $22.95, normally $39.90. That is almost half off. The T-shirt is $12.95. The film is $9.95. $22.95 for a nice black T-shirt with 9/11 Inside Job on the front, 9/11 equals Inside Job, InfoWars.com on the back, and the 3-hour plus, because it's just at 2 hours and 68 minutes of extras on the, my new film, Terror Storm, The History of Government-Sponsored Terror. This would make a great Christmas present if you want us to have a little message. Just put it in the email section when you order, little comment section, and we will drop ship it. That is, send it to whoever you wish as their Christmas present. Just get your orders in by December 15th. That means you've got 11 days to get those orders in. We've now caught up on shipping to about a day. We're 1 or 2 days behind. That's good for us. We're going to try to get up by the 15th to right on the day, shipping on the 16th. That weekend, whatever came in, whatever orders come in, we'll be done with that. Mail orders, better get them in the mail to us. But this would be a great gift. 9/11 Inside Job T-shirt and the DVD, or give yourself the gift of information and the truth. Another special that is a $10 discount, that's America Freedom to Fascism for $19.95, then get Terror Storm for $9.95 with it. That is a fantastic deal, $29.95. We have a 4-DVD special that you save a bunch on, a 5-DVD special. We got a bunch of different specials up there. We got the T-shirts where you get one for $12.95, two for $9.95, and we got some specials where you get DVDs as low as $5.95. And your support does make this broadcast possible as well, so you're helping us in the front lines of the info war. And you can also make copies of all my films. I want you to help spread the information in your area. In fact, if you get the films, I'm asking you to. So order via InfoWars.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. Or write to me. I'm Alex Jones at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. And never forget PrisonPlanet.tv. 15 cents a day, get a monthly membership for $5.95. All 15 of my films in super high-quality bandwidth down to dial-up. My weekly TV reports, my in-studio video reports, a bunch of other films and documentaries we've been authorized to post. All at one place, all the best audio interviews, PrisonPlanet.tv. You can get a yearly membership until the end of the month, my friends, for 5-plus months free. So when you get a yearly membership, you get 5.3 months free. It's $39.95, and it makes what we're doing on the Internet possible. I want to thank all of our members out there, and I want to ask many of you that haven't become members to become members, or if you like your membership, go get a yearly membership or a monthly trial membership and give it to your friends and family as a gift. It's very easy and very simple to do. Again, PrisonPlanet.tv, and don't forget to also support all of our AM and FM affiliates, to support their sponsors, to call them and thank them. Or if you have a local business listening to us on an AM or FM station, why don't you sponsor the show locally? It is. I'm very thankful to all those stations and to the network sponsors, and of course, number one, you, the listeners, and God above. Okay, we will start the second hour in 70 seconds. I will go directly to Will, Patrick, Tony, Karen, Jeff. I'll get to you. Big call blitz till the bottom of the hour for 30 minutes. Then we'll get into the dollar in more detail. We'll get into Apocalypto. We'll get into some of the propaganda I've been witnessing. It's huge. I'm fired up. Stay with me.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645. What?